96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Christmas came early for the Drummond Fire and Rescue as they officially unveiled a new fire truck. The new fire truck, nicknamed the Bruce, is a 3,000-gallon large tender pumper truck equipped with modern firefighting equipment, which will help the department respond faster and more safely, especially in rural areas. Drummond Fire and Rescue is an all-volunteer department that provides fire and rescue services around the clock, covering nearly 150 square miles in the town of Drummond. The department also regularly assists neighboring fire departments through mutual aid calls. The truck was unveiled during a holiday open house and new truck ceremony that was held on Saturday at the Drummond Fire Department. Mark Jerome is the fire chief for Drummond Fire and Rescue. He says the added water capacity will make a major difference during emergencies.
So the Bruce is going to bring us more water. Right now we currently have 2,000 gallons of water. Now with the Bruce we had another 3,000 gallons of water. So on a rural fire, it's the difference between saving and losing a house.
He adds that the faster response and stronger initial tack can also benefit residents by helping maintain better insurance ratings. Jerome says they have been saving for a new tender pumper with a truck fund, but the new truck was made possible by an anonymous donor who covered majority of the cost.
The reason it's called the Bruce is because we had a donor. So the truck itself is $430,000. We had a donor that donated $375,000. And the rest of the money was money that the fire department had and the town had to offset it. So a lion's portion was donated from the donor. And his name was, he's passed away, but his name was Bruce. So in memory of him and just to, yeah, give him credit, we call it the Bruce.
Jerome says the new truck would not have been possible without the donation and calls it a tremendous value to the department that will serve the Drummond community for years to come. Kids in your life may have new toys soon, and now a child advocacy group is warning families to beware of AI toys. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data, and most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Fran says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take advantage of a free fishing opportunity next month. The annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend will take place across the state on January 17th and 18th. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers interested in the sport out on the ice. During the Free Fishing Weekend, residents will not need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. More information on the event and winter fishing safety tips are available on the DNR's website. The U.S. House has passed a bill to remove federal protections for the gray wolf. Congressman Tom Tiffany, who's running for state governor, co-sponsored the bill, along with Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. It's officially titled the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. Tiffany says gray wolves threaten other animals and they should be taken off the federal endangered list. Gray wolves were also delisted in 2020 under the first Trump administration, which sparked a lawsuit from conservation groups. In 2022, a federal judge in California restored protections. Before then, Wisconsin held a wolf hunt and exceeded the state's quota. The DNR has since updated its hunting rules if protections are lifted again. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. Snowmobile trails are opening up in the state, and the DNR is reminding snowmobilers to stay sober and safe on the trails this season. Two of the most common recreational crashes around the holidays are weak ice and impaired operation. When alcohol is involved, officials say crashes can lead to tragedy. These types of crashes are entirely preventable, and operating under the influence is illegal. Plan to get home safely by riding sober. You should also be sure to monitor ice conditions before venturing out. Check with local experts such as outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Additionally, the DNR asks that you respect snowmobile club work by staying on marked trails. Operation on closed snowmobile trails is illegal. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that rough in the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.